Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone, and welcome home. It is Wednesday Wisdom with Deborah Leanne. And today's topic, truth-telling and showing up, has been one of my favorite ones now that I offer in trainings and in coaching with clients, because it seems to be so ethereal. It seems to be so like a lofty goal, and we just assume that we're telling the truth, and when we really look at it, very often we are not. I'm going to start off with getting grounded. I'm packing up to leave town right after I record this, and I got a lot going on. I'm very scattered. So I'm going to get present, and I invite you to do the same. If you are driving, I'm going to ask that you turn this off and listen to it later. So if you can be somewhere where you can sit and put your feet on the ground and close your eyes and get present, that is my advice for you at this moment. It's Wednesday, it's midweek, and I have my energy, my power, and my mind scattered in a bazillion directions as I prepare to load my car, which is almost worse than flying on an airplane because you can take more stuff, for a family reunion, which is in its own category in terms of time away, is gathering with a bunch of people who I know and know well. And the conversations can get tricky. So I'm wanting to be truthful this weekend, and I'm wanting to be true to myself this weekend. So I'm calling back all of me at this moment so that I can have that clarity and speak and share with you from a place where we will all benefit. We will all generate a new clarity on what it feels like when we're really in integrity with ourselves. So I'm going to breathe that in and release it so that it goes all the way down into the lower part of my body. Remember to breathe into your back. Very often women forget that we have a back. And that beautiful back, especially if we're sitting against something, is there to support us, to hold our structure, and it is where we receive support. And we all need to feel that we are supported, and yet we very often act like we don't need it because we're afraid that we'll look weak or for whatever cultural reason. So I'm going to ask now that you actually breathe into your back. Feel that structure, our backs of our where our shoulders lie on the back of our body, and to feel our chest expand when we breathe, and then feel all the way down to the base of our spine where it meets our pelvic bowl and where all of our creativity and our power lies. So from this place, I would love to share with you some thoughts around truth-telling, around integrity, and around showing up. Very often, an example of what this would look like would be we have tried for so long to fit in, to belong, to do things the way we think that we are supposed to do them, to fit in at work, in our family, with our peers at school, with our social circles now, in maybe a church environment or a community group that we are involved in. One of the hardest places that I never felt that I fit in and I wanted to so badly was the parent groups for when my kids were in school. A lot of the parents were much younger than me, and they didn't see life from my direction. They were coming from not all of them, granted, but many of them from a more materialistic place. And there was a strange disconnect when some families all went to spend the weekend together at a place out in the country when the kids were really little. The kids were all going to have this wonderful sleepover weekend together, and the parents went, and we stayed in family cabins. And I found the conversation to be lacking for me. I didn't know anything about the movies and the movie stars and the latest fashions and who was doing what on so many of these social scenes, and it really didn't matter to me. So I found that I couldn't fit into the conversation, and my views of wanting to talk about organic food or parenting our children from a different direction, about what's important about Mother Earth and taking care and being good stewards of the planet by doing these natural types of activities, didn't fly in their level of interest either. So there was a disconnect. And what I remember thinking is, I don't want to change to fit into this group. So I just chose not to interact with them. And another way that we do this is, I remember being told when I was on one of our big corporate trips to Hawaii from one of the high-level executive VPs that, Deborah, you just need to be more, you know, more corporate. If you could do that corporate thing, you know, you're right in line for a promotion and you would be selected for sure, but you got to play the game. And I remember thinking, I don't want to play that kind of a game. If I'm not accepted for being me in all of me, maybe this isn't the right organization for me. And years later, when I struck out as a consultant and a coach, it made sense, because a lot of organizations do not want me on their payroll. They like that outside view that I was giving the feedback for when I was doing the organizational development work. So owning that I don't fit in is the first awareness. The other one is the very first book I ever read on personal growth. I was right out of college, and it was the very first training I ever did. And it was around, it was to the staff, because this book felt so important to me, and I wanted to share it. I wanted to work with people who all came from this mindset. And the name of the book is What You Think of Me is None of My Business. And what is fabulous about this is that it so ties into this, where for years now, I've been feeling like I needed to keep my spiritual practices and self hidden so that I could come across as a professional, as an expert, and appeal to the professional woman who I most want to serve. And in this way, I have actually watered down my message. I am not, I'm still struggling with how to make that look where I can talk about what I do in a way that does bring in the spiritual energy, the deeply held practices and rituals that I follow and that I would love to work with my clients and share these with. And I'm realizing it's time for me to take some of my own medicine and practice the What You Think of Me is None of My Business, some of the exercises in here. And when we start getting these messages from about four different directions all within the span of a week, I believe that it's time to, that's definitely a sign from the universe to take action. The other day, a blog post I read was very much around how many of us go through our lives without being true and honest to ourselves. We have hidden away parts of us, and we don't even realize. What happens is, and you can see the example very often in an intimate relationship or a marriage, where you're really good friends, everything's fabulous, you get along amazingly, you get married, some of the newness wears off, and you settle into some other places because you're feeling safe and secure in that relationship. And that's when those moments pop out, because we have hidden them away so deeply, And then all of a sudden you'll look at yourself in the mirror one day and go, what? Where did that come from? That insecurity or that fear or that acting out in a way that I didn't even know I even had that in me. And that's exactly what I mean here. It's time for us to do more of that inner work, that inner search. And some of the easiest ways to know where to start is you think of a person, and we all know one, who you have had a recent interaction with and you were just extremely annoyed by. And they may not have been trying to annoy you. It could be just something in their personality, could be something in the way they spoke in terms of their viewpoints, whatever it was. If you can hold that view of what it was that really turned you off about that person and jot that down. In fact, why don't you think of somebody right now and do this practice with me. And my example is going to be that I'm getting ready to go on a family vacation, and there's several people that'll be at this weekend that do not hold the same views I have around, let's just say, around organic food or around political situations. And I tend to get strident and want to educate and share my views. In fact, not just share my views, I want them to see my views from their viewpoint and actually change who they are and take on my views. So I can get pretty hard-headed about this stuff. And you know what? That's what annoys me, is when they get hard-headed and they can't hear me. So I get to practice that. I get to see how that is exactly what I'm doing, because all these people are doing that are annoying us or frustrating us or making us angry in some way, really what they're doing, they're showing us something about ourselves that we don't want to look at. If we actually use that as a mirror, we can actually learn the lesson and come to terms with I act that same way. And what do I want to do with that? Maybe that's something I'd like to look at and change. And maybe if I can just be aware that that part of me is there and that part of me acts out in that way and have a different level of compassion and acceptance around that, it will change my behavior, which will change the other person's behavior. So just a little bit of truth-telling, a little bit of looking beyond what we see the world as from our own eyes, and realize that we have some filters that we have put into place that helps us to see things our way, and it doesn't necessarily help the other person to see the things the same way because they have a different viewpoint, a different filter. And maybe learning where I could walk around and stand on their side of the room and look at life from their viewpoint might broaden mine and invite them to do the same. The other piece that I want to share around this is that we often hide behind addictions, around other people's, we think, we feel that we have to do things in a certain order to get certain results. We tend to ascribe to other people's doctrines. They could be religious, they could be political, they could be something we were taught in school. And they may not serve us. In fact, our education system is not designed to serve everyone. Every child has a little bit different way of moving, but we are taught to all march to the same drum. And if you don't follow that beat, then you've got learning disabilities, or you're acting out, you're a discipline problem, or some form of that, where we are, how do I describe that, where it's more of a, because you don't fit in, then you're punished. So we were taught early on to follow the rules and not listen to what feels right for us. An example of that was that most of us were taught to drink milk when we were little. And I loved milk all the way until, actually, after I finished breastfeeding my children. And then I realized that milk was not making my stomach feel good. And realizing that I didn't want to stay on the same kind of dairy diet and starting looking for alternatives. It's the same thing with, I've always done it this way, that I have to eat breakfast when I first get up in the morning. Well, what if I went and exercised and did yoga or did other things and didn't eat until 9 o'clock in the morning? Huh, that's a whole different ballgame. And it does work. So there's just ways of things that we were taught that if we listen to our bodies, we may want to adjust them to be more true to us. And because our bodies continue to change and evolve, and the new cell structure actually rejuvenates every so many days and years, we're actually new bodies after a while. So it's time to always check in and hear what our body wants. And again, it's not just our body, but we also want to check in with our soul and our heart. A lot of times we may have that flash of anger about something. Can we listen below that anger and find out what's really true? Can we take a moment, breathe into it, and say, what do I really want in this moment? And that clarity will give us such a different way of interacting with ourself and minds and our hearts and our communities need for us to come forward in this authentic, true way. There's a lot of inauthenticity going on out there. And we're so used to watching movies on the screen where people are acting. I don't know when we get a good example of what being authentic and real really looks like, because so many of us are so used to putting on our makeup and our game face and our power clothes or our power shoes or our power tie. And what if all of that came from within and it didn't matter what we were wearing or if we had makeup on, or if our hair was in the latest style, or if we covered our gray or we didn't, based on what made us feel right? I'm beginning to see that the more I get older and wiser, but more importantly, I'm listening and I'm going in and doing a lot deeper inner work all the time, that additional breadth and width of me wants to be expressed. And it's not going to look like the Deborah that a lot of people have known for many years. And that's okay with me, because hiding behind what other people want me to be, what they need me to be, what they expect me to be, isn't serving me. And to truly connect more clearly and true and to my inner wisdom, power, and energy source, that's where the truth keeps the flow throughout all of my system, and the exchange with the universe clear. When I pretend or hide or don't show up in my fullness, I can feel it because I get resentful. I am needing something else from someone to complete me. I'm needing this exchange that if I give this to you, I'm expecting this in return. And I would love to say and feel truly and be so confident that just by being me, the exchange with the universe is complete, and that I will receive back to me all that I need. And that may look in terms of potential partners and clients and money and wonderful food and enjoyment and beautiful music and nature to support me. And that is where I am going to show up from today. I'm going to go to this weekend in a way that I am modeling the most that I am. And there will be some people that will feel more comfortable with that than others, and that's okay. I can only be as true to myself, which is what serves me, right? And I am curious if anybody has any questions on this, if anybody has any thoughts around how to move forward, how to dig deeper, how to see, how to have the conversation where you really are speaking to what's true within you. Because very often our personality or our ego wants to be in charge. And they have a very good role to play. They've kept us safe all these years. And now maybe it's time for us to look at or feel or dig deeper and see who else, is there a part of me that I have been ignoring, neglecting, that I have squashed down that wants to emerge now? And by adding that piece of me to my personality, to my, I guess the branding people and the marketing people would say to my brand, and I like to call it my presence, that is one more piece of me that is so critically important to bring to the table so that my fullness, my essence, is experienced, that I'm showing up in a way that people feel truly like they're seeing the real me. And that's what I so yearn for. And I yearn for that for you. There's that beautiful book that Brené Brown did, The Gifts of Imperfection. What I'm learning is the more we own our inauthentic self, our authentic selves, which comes from our owning our imperfections and saying, oh yeah, that's me. I mean, perfect isn't really real. I know that. And my imperfection have to do with, you know, I do my own nails, and I, you know, do my own hair, and it's never going to look the same because my hair is naturally wavy. And I don't want to look like a newscaster with the perfect hair, with the perfect makeup every day. I love being true to me. Some days I want to be more beautiful because I love that expression of me when I put on my makeup and I feel attractive. I also love to know that I can go out and go to the store in without any makeup, and that's, I feel perfectly comfortable with that face as well. And that is where I believe we create the connection, because you feel the difference when someone is approaching you in their essence, owning their power, and their presence just radiates with their beauty from within. That is what I am showing up to do today, and I ask that you do more and more of it yourself. And in the owning of my spiritual, my woo-woo self, my oracleness, my priestess circles that I belong in, and my energy reading that I do, and adding those beautiful gifts and intuitive healing to what I'm already doing with women in terms of coaching them into their brilliance and their power and wisdom, I believe that that will just enhance the experience for my clients and the experience for me. I'm not trying to speak a language that isn't mine, and I'm not trying to fit in and be all things to all women, because there's no way I can be. My unique gifts and talents are deeply rooted in my intuition, and so it's time for me to own that. So I'm coming out, and I'm not going to hide behind the curtain anymore like the guy in the Oz, and the inauthentic. And I'm asking for everyone to join me in that, because the more of us that come from this place, the more we will have a different planet, the more we'll truly be able to connect. And that connection is what is going to create the changes that we need, that we are all yearning to see. We are the ones we've been waiting for. Are you ready to create change with me? Let's do this. Connect with me on my Facebook page at The Synergized Leader, or the community page, Leading with the Art of Feminine Presence. Additionally, you can go to my website at deborahleanne.com. There's places there to learn about how to work with me or just to connect with me for a virtual cup of tea. And lastly, I'd love to hear from you on any way that you've heard about this program. Send me a tweet at Synergy Leader. You can search for Deborah Leanne on Pinterest, and I'm also on Instagram. Have an excellent week, and I will talk to you soon. Take good care of you. We need your light to shine. Bye-bye.